to okay, Lockett's so, the better wide receiver.
As a Seahawks fan, what's your opinion on that Russell Wilson situation? Are you nervous he's going to win next year?
No.
What if he's the most sacked quarterback again this year? You don't think he's going
to will be the most sacked quarterback this year. He's been the most sacked quarterback for like the past 4 years. It's only now that he's voiced his pleasure.
I know. So you don't think it's going to get worse if things don't get better next year?
No, he's running our front office. That's why Chris Carson got re-signed.
So do you think – who do you think is more likely to go, Russell Wilson or Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll.
Do you think that'll happen if it's
yep.
if you guys have another year like last year?
If we let Russell Wilson run front office, it will. Ever since the that Super Bowl, which I don't want to talk about, the player coach reaction has totally collapsed in itself. It's totally imploded, and you can see it. Well, it's living proof in Earl Thomas. It's living proof in Richard Sherman. It's living proof in Marshawn Lynch.
People bring
all of these guys.
So do you think it's Pete Carroll who fumbled the ball on this one, and it's kind of the reason that this organization has collapsed to an extent? Yep.
I like Pete Carroll.
Blame the head coach on you having a shit O-line, though.
Well, because this is the same guy who's going after Josh Gordon and not O-line depth.
Well, I thought Russell liked
Do you know who Joey Hunt is?
Nope.
Yeah, well, that was our starting center for half the year this year.
Hey, but that should
be still to be
drafting better O-line.
Pete Carroll's in the war room every year. He also trades away our first-round picks for Blitz Boy.
Yeah.
So what do you think Pete Carroll needs to do then?
I think he's got to have Russell Wilson in his ear.
I can't I don't know how.
Because I think Russell Wilson speaks not only for himself, but for every frustrated Seahawks fan.
Yeah.
I think Russell Wilson is just the embodiment of the frustration that I've had and every other Seahawks fan has since the Marshawn Lynch era ended, is that our O-line is awful.
Yeah. Do you like the Chris Carson resigning? Because I don't.
It's Russell Wilson being GM. It's Russell Wilson playing God amongst that organization.
So do you think Chris Carson's a good number one running back?
I do.
Okay.
I think he is a bit injury prone, but I think his numbers in the past 3 years have been the deciding factor between Russell Wilson telling the GM to re-sign him and Russell Wilson telling him you can go.
How is the Seahawks run offense? Their offensive line in the run?
Not great. That's mean.
Because you look at Ezekiel Elliott, now that he doesn't have a good O lineman, he's just an average running. He's a good running back.
Yeah, I'm disappearing to look at Chris Carson's stats.
I do feel bad for him.
If they had a better O line, Chris Carson would have better numbers. But there's definitely better difference makers out there that don't need as much help.
Well, how much is he getting paid? Do you know off the top of your head? Was it an average running back contract or?
Yeah, it wasn't insane. He was re-signed to something pretty decent.
Yeah,
He was re-signed a 2-year contract, and I didn't get the number. But hold on, I'm trying to find his career statistics here. Here we go. So in 2018, he had 1,151 yards. In 2019, he had 1,230. This year, he had 681, but was injured for a bit little while in the season. I forget for how long, but it was a couple weeks.
Yeah,
towards the end of the season.
For a bit. His contract's worth up to 14.6 mil.
Okay, well, for 2 years.
With a 30-year option.
I mean,
Chris Carson's a big believer in the Seahawks running game. Our running game has been drastically declining, but I mean, for an offensive line that gives up so many sacks, our running back, when not injured, was going for about 1,000 yards a season. Mm-hmm. So there has to be something said that we have the capability to block for the run and not so much the pass. Because we are still, even with Russell Wilson, that team is still very run focused. And then once that whole let Russ cook thing fell in on itself,
yeah,
we went back to running the football. And it worked. So
I mean, did it really work?
Well, It was better than watching Russell Wilson throw games away.
It's all about Russell Wilson getting that MVP trophy. That's what let Russell was all about, man. Get him that MVP.
And then he played, what team is that? I forget now. Where he played like shit and then everything fell apart because he lost his confidence.
So do you feel like that Seahawks should try to establish more of their run game or their pass game then?
I think
because I know Russell Wilson is trying to get Pete Carroll to give him the offense like Aaron Rodgers does, like Aaron Rodgers has when he throws 40-50 times a game.
We won a Super Bowl with a run-focused team.
Yeah, but I think there's a big difference.
We almost went back-to-back with a run-focused team.
Marshawn Lynch and Chris Carson.
Historically, maybe. I think Chris Carson has done an excellent job.
Well, I'm not saying, but like, I feel like it's just a different style of runners too. Like,
not really. Chris Carson does a lot of between the tackles running.
Yeah,
he's primarily a head first runner.
He's not running people over like Marshawn though.
Few players run people over like Marshawn.
That's why you just get a Lamar Jackson who just runs around players.
Yeah, and then loses in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, it's only a
season. He's
still younger than Joey Burrow, so I still got faith.
I still think Joe Burrow will be better.
Huh. Interesting.
He's won an MVP before most players get
drafted. Yeah, I'll respect that. You know, I can talk shit about Lamar Jackson, but at the end of the day, I am aware that he's very young in his career. Although the downside to him, though, it's like a very Michael Vick situation. He's going to have to be able to transform his game to be able to have a prolonged career.
He'll start dogfighting.
I don't believe him.
Oh, shit.
Oops.
RIP Michael Vick. Damn.
Well, no. Listen, Lamar Jackson, I mean, he's got the MVPs. Like you said, he's got an MVP before most guys get drafted. He's very successful in the regular season, and then nothing ever comes of it.
Well, I mean, this has been
two I do years, hate so. That statement, though. Granted, I understand where it comes from because you do see past quarterbacks. Like, Tom Brady gets all the glory when he wins the championship.